Greetings, everybody. Dr. Joe here. I wanted to take a moment and talk to you about the pineal gland meditation, where you'll be tuning into higher dimensions of time and space. Remember that the pineal gland is a sacred gland that allows us to tune into higher dimensions of time and space. It is the biological antenna that transduces information and energy from the quantum field into vivid imagery. And it allows energy to be transformed into chemistry. And that chemistry fits in the same receptor sites as serotonin and melatonin, but it carries a different message. You can think of the metabolites of the pineal gland when activated as upgraded, supercharged melatonin molecules. They serve a similar function, but they're just more powerful. We start out, like many different meditations in our advanced workshop, by activating our fourth center, the center of oneness, the center of wholeness, our connection to the unified field. You'll start off by resting your attention in the center. Where you place your attention is where you place your energy. Take a moment, lock into that center, find it, pay attention to it. Then allow your breath to flow in and out of the center, but allow that breath to flow more slowly, more deeply, and more relaxed, and that you feel like you're working with your body to bring it to the present moment, that it feels safe to breathe and to relax, and it takes a little practice. As you rest your attention in the center, and as you breathe in and out of the center, I'm going to ask you then to cultivate an elevated emotion. An emotion like gratitude or appreciation or thankfulness, kindness, care, a love for life, a joy for existence. And all I want you to do is breathe and feel, and sustain that state by keeping your attention on it. Don't give up, just stay with it. And as you begin to create this elevated emotion, you create heart coherence, and the heart begins to produce a measurable magnetic field. I'm going to ask you to notice that it's within you, and then a few moments later, I'm going to ask you to notice that it's all around you. So then, where you place your attention is where you place your energy. If your heart is becoming more coherent, and there is a measurable magnetic field, and you're becoming aware of it, then you are actually endorsing its existence, and it's becoming more amplified. All energy is frequency. All frequency carries information. I'm going to ask you to lay the intent that possibilities or the mystical be a part of your life. Next, we're going to bless each energy center. Each one of those centers are centers of energy, of frequency, of information. They carry their own intent, their own consciousness, their own message. They have their own glands, their own hormones, their own chemicals, and their own individual little brains. As you rest your attention in each one of these centers, I'll guide you through it. You're going to become aware of the space around them as well. Particle, the wave, matter and energy, a convergent focus and a divergent focus. The practice of doing that is allowing you to tune into its frequency so that each one of these individual brains become more coherent and begin to translate energy through this individual brain and create more coherence that begins to affect the cells and tissues and organs in each area of the body. You can't do that in beta brainwave patterns. You got to do it in alpha. That's when you enter the operating system. So then you'll start with your first center, and then you'll move to your second center. But before you move to your third center, you'll do the first and second, paying attention to them at the same time. Then you'll move to your third center and do the same thing by becoming aware of the space that the third center occupies in space, the pit of your gut, then the space around it. Tune into that energy. And then before you move to the fourth center, you'll do the first, second, and third all at the same time, aligning and attuning. And you'll keep climbing to the fourth, to the fifth, to the sixth, to the seventh, to the eighth, and then to the field around your body. And then I'll ask you to lay down and relax. And you'll relax for a period of time, allowing your autonomic nervous system to take the orders and begin to create more coherence and balance and health in your body. Then the music will change. I'll ask you to sit up, and now you're going to execute the breath. That breath is to pull the mind out of the body, to raise your energy, and to begin to free yourself from the past. If the emotions are stored in the body, then the body's in the past. So you're beginning to free yourself. But you have to do it with a level of intensity that's greater than the body as the mind. You have to use your body as an instrument of consciousness to ascend your energy. So as you inhale and contract those intrinsic muscles, as you learned, You begin to pull that energy from the lower centers up into your brain. I'm going to ask you to hold your breath and squeeze those muscles. The act of squeezing those muscles begins to accelerate cerebral spinal fluid into the brain. And by holding your breath, you increase what's called intrathecal pressure. That's pressure on the inside of that closed system. And as you force that cerebral spinal fluid into your brain, it begins to produce mechanical stress up against the crystals of the pineal gland. The mechanical stress then creates what's called the piezoelectric effect. And now mechanical stress is turning into electrical field by activating an electrical charge in that gland. By activating an electrical charge in this gland, you begin to change melatonin into its metabolites, and the pineal gland begins to become activated. So the process of doing it begins to activate the pineal gland. You'll do one song, and then there's four steps. After that, I'm going to ask you to become aware that you're aware in an infinite vast space. That's the quantum field. And then I'm going to ask you to locate that gland in your head, between the back of your throat and the back of your head. Locate it. Pay attention to it. Feel it. Stay present with it, moment after moment after moment. And if where you place your attention is where you place your energy, you're targeting that center. Then I'm going to ask you as an awareness, as a thought, to move into the room of that gland. And as a thought, I just want you to become aware in the blackness that you're inside that room. Now, the pineal gland is relatively circular, so then all I'm going to do is ask you to become aware that you're in a circular room. You don't have to see anything, I just want you to sense it. And as you rest your attention in the center, and as you become aware that you're inside the room of it, I may ask you as an awareness to slowly rotate 360 degrees in one direction. Now, all I want you to do is sense in the blackness that you're inside it. You don't have to see anything, just sense. The next step is I'm going to ask you to radiate that energy beyond the walls of that room and begin to raise this center's energy. So then energy and frequency carries information, and I'm going to ask you to radiate the intent that this gland be activated, to radiate the intent that the doors of dimension open to you, to radiate the intent that your dreams be lucid, that the veil of this illusion be lifted. And all I want you to do is radiate that energy. And as you radiate that energy, you begin to change this gland's chemistry. The last step is for you to open up and tune in to the energy beyond your head, beyond the walls of this room in the infinite blackness. And as you tune into this frequency, all I want you to do is become conscious of it. And the more conscious you are of this energy, the more you are changing this gland's chemistry. Open up and receive. And feel it from the center. Put your mind in the center and tune into that energy. Now the pineal gland is acting as an antenna, like a radio antenna or a TV antenna, and it's picking up information. And all I want you to do is stay present with it moment after moment after moment and lay down. And by practicing this, you begin to change this gland's metabolites and its very physiology, and it prepares you for the mystical. Prepares you to enter the realm of time-space, moving from space-time into time-space. And that's when all of a sudden things get very exciting. I hope you enjoy it.